It's soft,
my God.
Dude.
Don't watch it. It's too sad.
First of all, okay, here's the thing about Forrest Gump I don't get. Is that shit supposed to have happened?
Yes.
he was a real guy. I know he's not a real guy.
He's
a real guy.
He showed Nixon his
ass. I know he's not a real guy.
Is your question, is this movie I understand to be fictional supposed to be a real guy in the context of the fictional world?
Yes. Sort of. What I'm saying is
the dumbest thing you've ever asked on this show.
No, it's not.
That is
Let
the
me
dumbest.
Explain.
No.
Let me explain.
No, that is the
Let
worst
me explain.
One.
That is not
That's the worst.
It's a thought provoking question.
No.
It's a thought provoking question for us to examine. Because here's the question.
That is the worst one you've ever had.
And if you'll let
it's so stupid.
If you'll let
Stop,
me,
that is insane.
No, it's not. And if you'll let me finish,
okay.
Instead of your cheap debate tactics of talking over
okay,
me,
no
and
filibustering, no filibustering.
Okay,
the floor is yours.
My point is, was he really supposed to have run across America without a break that long?
Well, he probably pissed and stuff.
You're right. That does change the.
Because is he some kind of superhero? Is he some kind? You know what I'm saying?
You're saying
how could somebody?
Is he hallucinating these events in the movie?
Yeah, did they really?
You're
did
saying,
that really
can
happen?
Someone really run across America without taking
what
a break?
What I'm saying in this movie, are we supposed to believe in the world of this movie that Forrest Gump is some kind of either superhero or ultra endurance athlete or something who runs?
He walks across the United States.
No, he runs. Jogs.
He
jogs
most of it.
It's a jog.
He does most.
Is he? Is that supposed to have really happened?
Like in the universe of the movie.
Yes.
I believe so.
He's also
fuck that.
He's also
I either want the shit to be wild. I don't want if there's going to be magic in a movie.
He's also,
I don't want it to be bullshit.
Not magic.
He's also
it's magic.
A mentally disabled person that went to Vietnam and met the president and is a ping pong champion and got pussy.
All of that checks out.
From Jenny, dude, from the hottest
girl. All of that checks out.
He gave Jenny AIDS, which he can't,
well, guys can't get it. Only chicks.
Retarded people can't get it.
Yeah.
Retarded people can't get it. It's called
the extra chromosome fights.
It's basically God's version of double jeopardy.
Yes.
Where you can't be
Jesus Christ.
Oh, not in the game show. In the sense of the legal thing.
Yeah. No, it's never been a case of it.
Yeah.
There's literally never been a case of a mentally disabled person that got AIDS.
I don't know that's true.
Not true. No.
Yeah. Can you imagine that though? Like, listen.
I mean, I can't.
Scooter, I got some bad
news.
What's the bad news?
I can imagine. I think you'd be very sad to find out. I think you'd be really bummed out.
Just the cookie scene in 80s Greenwich Village. This is the Oreos.
Were you sharing Oreos?
Yeah. Were you sharing? There was an apartment where nine guys were just eating Thin Mints all day long.
And feeding each other Thin Mints.
You're tearing those
all
boxes open so quick, you get fucking paper cuts all over your dumb, inexact hands. And then they're high-fiving each other, eating the cookies. Nobody cared.
It was a wild time.
And there's that Mark Ruffalo movie about it.
Yep. Anyway, but that's
we're
also
dying and nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Also,
about
that
it.
Is that was in Forrest Gump, the cookie stuff in Greenwich Village. It's part of the universe.
So, Stav,
yes.
If I understand, you're against like magical realism.
My big gripe is if you're going to use magic in a movie, don't use it for jogging. Let him have fireballs. You know what I mean? Let him be a sorcerer. Something like that. Don't make the guy. Don't make the guy a jogger.
Let him
Who
fly.
Who gives a fuck? Let him fly.
But I don't think a ping pong
champion.
Ping pong's fucking cool, but you can become.
That's magic.
I buy that a mentally disabled man gets good as shit at ping pong. Mm-hmm. I buy that. I don't buy that he can
against
jog.
The Chinese.
If he could play ping pong, why couldn't he jog?
Yeah.
Because it's feasible
you
within
don't
the
think
limits.
Someone could jog
it's
across
feasible
America.
Within the limits of his fucking, physical abilities.
You don't
to be
think
good
someone's
at
capable of jogging across
I mean,
America.
Does he ever take a break? Does he sleep?
It doesn't show the breaks, but like it's implied that
it's
probably
not implied.
Probably
it's
pisses.
Implied that he goes the whole time.
He probably
the fuck
pisses.
Do you mean it's not implied.
It's not implied he takes breaks.
I don't
breaks.
Think anyone watching the movie is like, well, they didn't address the breaks.
Well, that was a big problem for me when I watched it. To me, and I wasn't really paying attention, I will admit that. I was only sort of tuned in. But to me, it seemed like they were implying that he ran across America with no brakes for years, potentially.
I think Robert Zemeckis left that up to the audience to figure out.
Well, that's a failure of filmmaking to me. Right. In my opinion, that's too... I did not deal well with that level of
you like all the I's dotted and the T's
exactly
crossed.
I'm forgetting the word
you're
I want to say.
You're a details man.
I'm forgetting the word I want to say, but
it's
I'll
like
remember
it's
it
like
soon.
How in the Titanic all the plates in the movie had like
still
the Titanic.
Your, still your dumbest thing.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
No,
you tried to wriggle your way out.
I did.
It,
I first of all, I didn't
dumb.
Need to try anything.
Was that supposed
was
to be
point.
Real?
Yes, the jogging. Does he have magic powers?
Was what happened in the movie supposed to be real?
Yeah, it's yeah, even within the world of the movie, it doesn't make sense to me.
But there's
unless
no
it does.
There's literally no magic.
Running across the country with no breaks
they
is magic.
They never say that he doesn't take breaks.
Well, it seems like he's not taking breaks to me.
Never... That
he
doesn't.
But that's editing. That's like
that's editing.
Edited in
yeah,
that way
that's right.
In make the movie, it seem like
listen
a continuous
to me.
Thing.
I don't get the way it was done to me. Did not make it clear. And you as far as I'm concerned, I'm really trying to remember the word I'm looking for that would really sew up my argument here. But I can't remember it. It's something like it starts with an A, where they make something vague.
Let's not say anything until he remembers the word.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Fuck. Let me go to thesaurus.com and look up the word vague. It's like... fuck, dude. It's like, you know, he doesn't... He's not specific. He leaves it...
Ambiguous?
Ambiguity. That's the word I was looking for.
All right. Well,
I didn't deal well with that level of ambiguity in the movie.
All right. Well, now I agree with
that
you.
That sewed you
now
up.
Now I totally agree
that
with you.
That sewed you right up, Stomp. Your argument, consider it sewed.
Thank you very much.
It was in tatters, but now it has been
God
sewed.
Damn, I feel like motherfucking the raging Cajun over here, dude. I'm out here debating.
James Carville.
James Carville, dude.
That was exactly like a Carville. It was a Carvillian performance.
And I'm about to go get pussy for my Republican
wife.
Well,
the question
dude.
I have is, in the retard movie, are we supposed to believe that the retard actually exists?
Is this Bill Cosby?
Everything turns into Bill Cosby. Yeah, if I start doing something, I'm like, well, I don't have it. I guess it's Bill Cosby.
fuck, dude. Yeah. So anyway, fuck Robert Zemeckis. Fuck Polar Express. Back to the Future. That was
wasn't Polar Express. Spielberg
and also no. Roger Rabbit. Who gave
Roger brain, Rabbit rules?
Who
okay,
gave brain
fine.
To Roger Rabbit?
Was okay, that that's Zemeckis? A great example of something where there's magic that I fuck with. It's cartoon characters. One of the cartoons. One of the cartoons has big tits. I like that kind of shit.
Hopefully the damage done to the Jewish community by that video has just completely been replaced by the damage Stav has done to the Greek community in the last 15 minutes. Just as being the worst ambassador.
Fucking
the
God.
Culture,
and,
that
then 15 minutes ago, having the audacity to call Polish people stupid.
Fucking God.
Oh, fuck, dude. Thank you for allowing me to get that off my chest about R.A. Forrest Gump.
No,
dude.
No.
Because it needed to be said.
It's go off season.
It needed
to
be said.
We're letting our boy go off.
Too many people for too long have called that a good movie without addressing
no
this.
It's a good
addressing
movie.
This glaring
it's a bad,
flaw.
A bad movie.
It's not a good
not
movie.
It's not bad because it's unrealistic.
It's because everyone's seen it. Because it was like an event movie where everyone saw Forrest Gump. And that's why we were saying it was remarkable that you hadn't seen it. Not because it was a good movie. It's like not seeing Titanic or something.
I saw that, brother. You better believe I saw that. Because
you see Rose's titties, bro.
That's right.
Do you remember the Monday at school after that?
I didn't know.
I went with my family, and then on Monday, everyone saw titties, and it was the best, the happiest lunch table I think I've ever been a member of.
That is pretty good, and I respect
pretty
that.
Pretty cool.